Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our first scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that this hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He lay aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands, my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and that's why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you the example that you should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is no greater than his master, nor is the messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." The hour had come, had been coming, maybe since the beginning, when he knew that he would need to be leaving, but for now, wanting to be in the now, he was just sitting, eating and sharing a holiday meal, the weight of the world outside pushing in, encroaching. With each bite and chew, it was all becoming more and more real. Sometimes in the gravity of moments like that can come deep reflection, pausing to look back, how they had walked, all that they had seen. It had been amazing things in 3 years, just over 1,000 days. To Jesus, it felt like more, so many more, a lifetime or two. But now, he realized it was just days. How each who was sitting there, oh, how they had loved and believed, how far they had come, how they'd grown, but not long now. Soon one would be insisting, but then too quickly denying. And one would be betraying for all the best reasons he could muster. And every last one would soon be scattering. So Jesus looked down the table, side to side, of brothers and sisters, his family of God. It wouldn't be long before arrest. Not long before they would deny, scatter, and run. It wouldn't be long before it would all be so much. It wouldn't be long before the shadow of the cross lay long across the world. But in spite of that, back to the now, Jesus was with his family, who he loved. And seeing them smiling, excited, unaware of what is to come, he saw a moment, a crack, a margin of grace. There wasn't much time. No time left to impart more teaching, no time to hit the highlights, no time to write it all down, so that as hard happens, they would know what to do. So after the years of trying with words, miracles, and prayers, interactions and parable, resurrections from the grave, and water to wine, they had seen it all, seen enough to know the great truth of love. Only time for one last act. Jesus knew whose he was and his Father, who's above, and secure and sure of that love, he looked at each of them, and in his final act, he loved them to the end. So in love, he got up and saw how dirty their feet, from all the long journeys, from up mountains and down by the sea, from traveling the dusty roads of Galilee and down the city streets of Jerusalem, well-worn, And seeing the need, he tied a towel around his waist and got a bowl filled with water. And then in love, the living water of life with a bowl was ready to love each of them to the end. And to show the combination of what love is, to show what it all meant, what everything that had been done meant, and what to do going forward. So he began to wash their feet. Remember, this is the one who mountains and oceans trembled before, and all the stars and galaxy bowed in reverence and awe. This is the one that the word that spoke gliding over the unformed chaos. Now this word bowed before them. This God-man knelt low to wash the feet of the ones he deeply loved. There wasn't a lower job, nothing more humiliating, nothing more human than this. This was love to the end. Washing and serving was how the powerful was meant to use their position. The greatest is the least. This was shown in this simple, lovely act. Peter saw this, and every bone in his stubborn body rejected the notion. Offended for Jesus, so he panicked. He tried to pull him up. Peter, with all he knew of the world and the kingdom, tried to set the balances back the way they should be. Peter, in panic, said, "No, this is not right. I can't let this happen," and tried to walk away. Wanted to walk his dirty feet away, saying to the word of God, "Don't you know? Don't you know the rules? I serve you. I wash your feet. I'm lower than you." But Jesus said, "You don't understand, but you will." Peter paused and said, "Well, okay, then wash more and more. Clean my mind of dirty thoughts, my heart of hate. Make me spotless as only you can." And Jesus loved to the end and said, "This is clean enough." And then the rubber meeting the road at the end of the line, the last feet were filthiest by far. Judas, the keeper of the books, the money man, the passionate one who wanted to see the Romans pay, the one for whom Jesus' revolution was not moving fast enough. And Jesus, knowing that he was soon to be going, the one who was going to betray with a kiss, he knelt and washed his feet. That was the essence of loving to the end. Loving means loving the one who was by far the hardest to love. They saw what he had done, and maybe at the moment it didn't make sense. But as the future unfolds, they saw and learned that the greater one bowed low and saw that love is serving, that love is doing the things that no one else would, and love is saving and holding and forgiving. We too can love to the end, because we are loved to the end, loved perfectly, loved deeply. The same love that Jesus shared resting securely in God is the same love that he has for us. Let us go to and love the world to the end.